My Documents. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, My Documents. In computer technology and terminology, the term My Documents mean the documents that I keep on my computer, I keep to work with, I keep because I want to work with them again, or I want to use them again, or I want to refer to them. And I have to go through my documents every once in a while and clean them out because there are a lot of documents that no longer are useful to me. They're no longer beneficial to my remembrance. They're no longer, they don't need to fill up my document folder. When I go to my document folder, I should find things that are important to me. I should find things that I want to keep. I should find things that are interesting and fantastic. I should not find old thoughts that no longer are consistent. I should not find old letters and old reports that are no longer important or that I have filed away somewhere else. And letters are all filed under letters, so none of my letters should be filed in my documents. Now, it takes a few minutes for me every now and then to go through my documents and to put them into the out basket and throw them out, but it's a very worthwhile thing for me to do. It's so easy to have my documents become stuffed with all sorts of things that are not important to me. When I go to my documents, that is, the things that are important to me, the things that I'm working with every day, the things that are things that I'm going to refer to or use, I should have not too many of them, just a few, so that I can find them easily and quickly. In my mind, I have thoughts of my childhood, I have thoughts of my youth, I have thoughts of my education, my schooling, my various work jobs that I've held. I have thoughts of my marriage and thoughts of my children and thoughts of my life in various ways, thoughts of my parents. I have thoughts, I can go on and on. Now, those are all considered documents. Now, how do we take those documents and release them from our file? How do we clean up our file? Well, we can purposely go through our file and say, this is of no importance any longer. I release you. I put you away into a file cabinet. I cannot destroy you. I cannot take you and throw you out, but I can file you in a different location. And so I take these thoughts of childhood, and I file them under thoughts of childhood, and I file them in an old file cabinet that I don't refer to much. I take the thoughts of my growing up years and the thoughts of my life, and I put them in files likewise. Now, thoughts that I keep available to me constantly are thoughts which reveal my values in life. How I look at life, what values are important to me to think about, to live and to do? What things are really important for me to know about? What are my values? Now, the values that I have are not always easy to ascertain, because sometimes I have values that are based upon old attitudes that are no longer extant. Sometimes I have attitudes that are based upon my experiences when I was a child, attitudes that were based upon my experiences as a young adult. I remember when we first started out our house. My wife and I had a small budget, and we were doing just fine. We were both in college together, and we wanted a little apartment that we had, and we had what were called crate boxes at that time, orange crate boxes. They were boxes that were used by the grocer to bring in oranges and so forth, and they were fairly stable to sit on. So we'd set those around our table so that we could eat, or we would set them next to our chairs as end tables so that we could have that to set our cup of coffee on or a book or whatever we were doing. We didn't have the luxurious things that many young people today have, and so I look at the things that young people have today, and I see all of the beautiful things they have and how they sort of go overboard in getting loans and getting things for themselves. And I say, that's not good. They should do like I did. They should live off of crate boxes when they begin. And until they have the budget large enough to handle the things, they should not do that. Well, that was the mentality of my father. My father said, if you cannot afford it, you cannot have it. When you can afford to buy something, then you buy it. Until then, you don't buy it. He did that with our houses. He did that with cars. He did that with everything that we had. And this was a mentality that was grown into me. But today we live in a different mentality. True, that old mentality would still be good. It's in my documents yet, as some of my values. But today, young people are having the availability of credit to have lovely furniture in their house. Not too expensive, but very nice. Not to have to sit on crate boxes and not to have to live in limitation as they grow up. And they don't go too much in debt, hopefully. And as they don't go too much in debt, they have enough money to eat and to pay off their responsibilities. And in no time at all, it is done. Now, if I were to live by my father's values, and if I were to live by the values I grew up with, then today's lifestyle would be quite different. It'd be quite different. Now, am I saying it would be better or worse or just different? Just different. Because the value of paying as you go is always a virtue, of course, and the value of credit is a virtue too. But with credit, it would be wise if schools were teaching children how to use credit, how to use their money and how to do these things. But that, again, is something else that should go into the file cabinet, into my documents. And how do they get in my documents? Well, we create that in our own life. Every experience that we have, we create in our life. And some of the experiences are good and some of the experiences are not beneficial. Those non-beneficial experiences in my documents can be disposed of. And the beneficial ones can be retained and used as references. All of us have the opportunity to go through our mind, to go through our thinking system, to go through our values, to go through our memories, to go through life, and decide what things we're going to base today's judgments upon, today's attitudes upon. And it's not always an easy thing to do, but it's a very important thing to do. Recently, we've been cleaning out our files in our individual lives here at the Absolute Monastery. And what we've been doing, we've been saying, we're living in the now. We're living in the current moment now, which is a rather unique and not too easy thing to do, because the past, the present, and the future are so much with us. But to live in the now is wonderful. Now, one of the steps we have taken to live in the now is to clean out our file cabinets, to go through our photo albums and throw out every picture which does not represent a now experience. And, you know, there's not many there that don't represent a now experience. All of them represent a now experience of the then time, but not the now time. And you see, we want to live in the now time. Oh, a photograph of a landscape that is still the same way. Oh, something else of that nature. Okay, but as people change. And the people we knew in the old photographs are no longer there. The mother and father are no longer in there. The mother and father are now grandmothers and grandfathers and other types of people that we know. And to dispose of all the photos in our photo album is quite traumatic for many people, because it's just a small indication of how we hang on to old documents that are no longer beneficial to us. It's how we hang on to things that are possessions, and we cannot give them up. We find living in the now tedious and difficult. But when we start cleaning out my documents, when we start going through our computer and cleaning it out, that's a big step. We go through our mind, our computer and our mind, and clean it out. My documents should be the series of activities that I currently am involved in my life. Because What I do today is not based upon what I did yesterday. It's based upon what my thoughts are today. I am not the same person I was yesterday, because I had the day intervening and leaving with me its marks and its treasures and its joys and its magnificent attitudes. So, when you think of my documents, think of living in the now. Think of every document representing what you believe now, what you think now, what you are now. And all the others, just let them go away. You won't miss them. If your computer crashed and you lost everything, all your documents, everything, and you had to start out again, oh, it would be kind of sad for a few moments, but c'est la vie. That's what is, you let it go. And believe it or not, life does go on without those past things that we hung on to and thought were so important. I was working with my webmaster on my computer the other day, and he says, you have so much in your computer. You have 40,000 gigabytes in your computer, and you have 3 gigabytes left. What have you got on your computer? And so he told me how to go through the temp files and the cookies, and he told me how to go through my picture files, which duplicated themselves, and the song files. He told me how to go through all of the different things that I've been saving, the letters and all of the things that were important. And I said, what are the ones that you really want? What are the ones that are really important for you? And I went through my file and just slashed away and slashed away and slashed away. And I came up with about 20 gigabytes on my computer, and I had disposed of almost 20 gigabytes. Gigabytes, that's a lot of stuff. And you know, a few days have gone by now, and I haven't missed anything. All the things that I disposed of were well given away, and there's still more to go. Living in the now is symbolically seen in each of our lives by the documents we keep in my documents. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.